What's up, guys? It's your boy Chelsea here, and I'm back again with another video. And today I've got special guests on my channel, the one and only Loki from the channel SNN.
Yo, what are you telling me?
And we also have King Ozzy in the chat.
What are you saying, guys?
And today we are going to discuss the recently finished anime Tower of God. So, guys, what's your opinion about it?
Bro, Tower of God, yeah. One of the best animes I've ever seen, yes, in a long time. It was just beautiful, beautiful. All of the 13 episodes, quality. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh, nah, I don't even know what to say. You know what, yeah, Uzi, take it away, bro. Tell it.
I wouldn't go as far as the best anime, yeah. But it was good. You know, 10 out of 7, yeah. Nice, what's it called? It has nice graphics. Nice storyline and beautiful plot.
The plot is crazy, bro. Yeah. Whatever was going on, I don't know who wrote it, especially, yeah, but like props to the person that wrote the manga for it. Props, like, 100%.
If you look at the anime, yeah, and you look at each character individually, they have this mystery behind it, especially Kon, you know, like you say, the Kon character.
Not just Kon, Bam as well. He came out from the cave. So
that's what I'm saying.
At this point, you guys don't know nothing. I know, but, because I read the manga, but at this point, you guys know nothing about
it. So far, what we know from the anime, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look Yuri or Bam's, mystery as a big thing, because that's every main character in every anime, anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you have to understand, every main character is affected by the characters next to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you have to understand, Kon, who is he? Like, I understand he's from great family.
He is from the 10 great families.
You've seen the other blonde, the other guy that has the hat that came to see him, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, who is he? There's so much mystery. And
the guy that looks like the main character.
Is that gonna affect it? Do you want me to spoil it? No spoiling.
For people that watch the anime, I personally think, there's a lot, like Uzi was saying, there's a lot of mystery behind it.
Yeah, because at this moment, this is just a prologue. It's nothing more.
I get it, because, like, let's deep it. Yeah, like, think about Bam. You start the anime by just seeing this guy.
Following the girl.
And then he's just following the girl from that festival, yeah? Like, when you go through the anime, why was he chilling in the cave? Why? Who put him there, fam? How did he get there? Why was he there, yeah? And then it's just questions that I think people that watch the manga probably would know, because I think, how far is manga? Season 3 or something? Yeah, that's where For people that watch the anime, it's something that, you know what, you start bare overthinking, because you're thinking, why would someone be chilling in a...
That's why some people think the anime is trash. Because they don't know, like, what will happen later on. They don't know the background of the people in the thing, on the bomb, whatever.
You know what, first, you know, like, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, when it was like episode 10, maybe 11, 12, maybe, I was thinking, maybe that Bam might become a simp. Yeah.
He is a simp.
Yeah.
That's what people say. Tower of Simp.
That's the type of vibe
that you get. That's what I was thinking. But right to the last second of the last episode, we see a guy completely different. You know,
he's the one that I tried to spoil. It's a bit of change now, because it is him, it is Bam, you see his long head and stuff, bro, beautiful, like, I don't know,
it looks like Dororo, like you were saying
before. Trust me, like, for people that watch Dororo, it looks like, I forgot his name, but the swords guy, in it, the guy that was following Dororo in his whole journey.
Every time he kills the monster, he gets his body back.
Like, his hair looks longer. He looks hench. He's grown taller. Like, he looks like a changed man ready to take over the tower. Which just got me emotional, to be honest, when I watched it, because I was thinking, like, look at the evolution of the character. Even if we haven't seen what's going to happen. Because I reckon, like, season two is going to show a bit of
what's happening. Season two is going to be crazy.
Because I reckon they're going to show his training. Because, obviously, the red-headed girl is there. So, they're going to show his training. But
she's going to be the guide.
Like, that's beautiful. I personally think it's wow.
What do you think?
Just like the guy that was following Yuri.
Yeah.
The small guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna be navigators for each
other. Yeah.
Imagine, think about it like this. Yeah. What we say to people that haven't watched it? Like, imagine this. People that haven't watched the anime. Yeah?
I personally think, now that the episode is the season one is finished, it'll be a best time to go just binge watch all of the episodes. Because obviously, we don't know when season two is coming.
I wish it comes out
like next week. I would wish, it comes out next week, but obviously. I doubt it.
Nah, it's not going to happen. It's probably going to take a year or something like that.
Probably. Because the new season of anime is going to come through in it, which obviously I'd still need to see what's popping in there.
God of High School that will come out as well.
Yeah, but obviously, like, Tower of God, 100%. Like, that gets my 10 out of 10 rating. Yeah. If someone tells me Tower of God, I'm like, watch it right now. It has to be, like, standard. Bro.
What do you think? Like, you know how Rachel... by the god looking shit guy, right, cool, right to the end where the main character was found in that ditch hole by the girl with the eye patch, now I'm thinking it's all manipulative, right? You see, he is the only one of his own kind, the irregular, meaning whoever has him, right?
Okay,
right, whoever doesn't want him has to kill him, right? That's how it is,
Now, because he's dangerous.
Because he's dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Now, imagine, I'm thinking he's been trapped because, I don't know why, as soon as he came out, now it's regular, people are coming after him.
Yeah.
And I think the people who got into him first was that the god-looking thing, the stick, innit?
Yeah.
Him, and the guy who the administrative they right, both of them, so they could be manipulating the whole thing where they know he's the one of the kind. How do we get him? Through Rachel, because he is following her.
That's not bad, you know, like you got a point there, man, because obviously throughout the whole episode obviously we don't see a lot of him. But near the end, we see like a perspective of like the first challenge that Bam faced, fighting that.
Yeah, that she couldn't face it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because he told him, let's do it. He got a weapon, blah, blah, stuff like that. Like, she didn't get none of that. Yeah. So obviously, we can see how, that little god or whatever, was fully, pressuring her to like, taking an action because you could tell she was desperate. She wanted to, ride the tower,
That's what they made it different from the manga, because on the manga he didn't force her, but on the anime they like they forced her to do what she wanted to do.
But the thing is, we can't force it, and like getting manipulated to do something is two different things. Because forcing is like, you, I'm telling you to do it, you're gonna do it. You get me? Like,
she's just jealous. That bitch is a jealous.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we need to remember this year. We need to remember jealousy is a big factor in this anime, because, we could see this year how, she's coming in here into the tower, thinking she's gonna bust the tower, but she has no power. She's weak.
She has
nobody to back her up.
She's maybe Bam thinking that nothing, she's in regular. She's not.
We've got to remember this year. Bam started with nothing, She came out of nowhere and she was Bam's like, it says it in the anime, but she was Bam's light, So she was ready a star in his eyes, but for her it wasn't enough. So she wanted to become, she kept saying she wanted to see the stars, but let's be real, she wanted to become a star. Even the anime says it itself, So all of that, but then she's
she wants to go, she wants to go to the top of the tower to see the stars.
Bro, no, listen.
Because on the tower, inside the tower, there's no like a real sky, like in our world. There's not a real sky. It's like a fake sky.
No, I understand that, but if you fully like listen to what the little god was talking, saying it. He was like,
he's not a god, he's a guardian.
Let's be real. Guardian of God or whatever it is.
Okay, he's a guardian.
If we compare Rachel to Bam, Yeah, the thing is, yeah, Bam was slowly becoming the star in the whole. Obviously, he's the star.
That he's like the light.
The star.
He's like the light.
He's becoming the light. That's what I'm saying. And she was
and the whole group is following him.
That's what I'm saying, fam. That's you being like the star. If you look at it from an outside perspective, yeah, you're the star of the group. You get me? She was getting jealous because she wanted to be in that position. She kept saying, yeah, she, you know, her thoughts were always leading off. Yeah, bam, yeah, it's been
kind of. She just kept going into the darkness, just like the other dude with the horn.
That's what I'm saying.
The one that died.
See, similar to him, the same thing, legit, the same thing they were thinking. But obviously, the one that actually took the action of ended trying, at least was trying to end Bam, was her with all of the long ass plot, that everybody was planning. But going back to the manipulating thing, yo, that's crazy. Everybody were on it. The administrator was on it, the guy that always drinks the coffee, the guardian was on it, the
red everybody was on
bro,
it.
That was a
plan. This, yeah.
That was a
plan. They could, they, there was a, I think there was another plan to it. They were, I think there was two plans and they just done, they just killed two plants with one stone, right? Two birds with one stone. Think about this. You know, right just before the end, the administrator, the guy was talking on the phone or something. And then he said, now the prince, all the prince jihad, now all of them believe that he is dead, right? Why out of everyone else, why the prince jihad have to, why them? Right? Because everyone knows, right? After the main character being strong, the prince jihad are the next people who are strong enough to challenge them.
Right?
It's not like that he is strong. It's just that he has the potential to become overpowered.
Exactly. The thing is, they're trying to kill, when I say they're trying to kill the both birds with one stone, I mean, look, if the jihad princess is all knew that this guy was still alive and they all climbed to the tower and they're all friends, even though they're both individually powerful, they unite. Are they not strong enough to take on whoever they want? Right? So, but if you separate them and by saying to these guys that this guy is dead and by separating this guy from the people again for the second time, right? That could create a friction where they would never go back again. Right? That is how you would control power. We make it balanced, right? That way they, you know, there is no, what's it called? There is no power in one side in the anime. You get me? Where all the friends are the people who are powerful and the enemy.
I totally get that because obviously, like if we look at the Tower of God here, two parts, we look at it like this here, season one, the first side of season one, we all see everybody's thinking for themselves solo. You get me? It's a solo thing. I'm here for myself. I'm Cameron. It's like a battle royale. It was a battle royale here. But then if you look at it, progressing through the story, we see that, you know, people start changing. People that you thought they were never going to talk to nobody, like the green little chick. Chick.
Yeah, the princess.
One of the princes. Like the fake princess. She's the fake princess.
She is the offspring of a princess, isn't it?
She's the daughter of the princess.
You think of her, she's cold-hearted, but then after you see she's crying because Bam is dead. You could tell like the evolution in the characters, like people that
everybody changed. Thought
they were gonna solo. Now they're working together. Like we saw in the last challenge,
it's all because of Bam.
Make sure that Bam can succeed. I think with the whole plot that all of these administrators did now, I think obviously, like Uzi said about the power, trying to control the power. I personally think that could have potentially backfired. Or it's gonna backfire.
Because now that
Bam is down there, and he's probably gonna train with that with the red-haired girl, bro. Obviously, that's
he's not gonna train. He's gonna train with her, but I'm not gonna spoil the.
He's gonna train her.
He's not gonna train with her.
He's gonna train. Okay,
he's gonna have his own master, but I'm not gonna spoil though.
Bro, oh my god, let me say if we talk about masters, I think Yuri's gonna teach him.
No, bro, Yuri, right now, even at this moment, she thinks he died as well. If you listen to the conversation that they were having on the last episode,
do you know that you're spoiling for myself too? Come on,
I'm talking about the last episode, fam.
The last episode, no, last episode, Yuri doesn't know that he died.
But did you see when the teacher left?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, did you listen to what they were speaking? Yeah. Everybody at this point in time thinks Bam died.
But that's true. I personally think if we looked at the images, I personally think when Rachel was speaking, Kunu gave him a look. He gave like a look that if you watch enough anime, you can understand that you know what
he doesn't trust her. He don't trust
because
her.
Even in the episodes before, he already like the guy like Bam already knows that was Rachel. Yeah? He knew she was hiding. Look, he knows that was Rachel. Yeah. So when he got locked out, and then she came in, and then she was talking to Kun, and then she was saying, "Oh, don't tell him that I'm, Rachel." Innit? Yeah. Bro, he was not gonna buy that because what's this plot? He's searching for you. He found you, and now you're telling him, you're gonna be with you. Okay, so that's gonna make so many things.
Said to her, right at the end, he said to her, "Yo, I wish I'm happy before him."
Trust me, like that's the same thing because I think that just
shows
words,
that he doesn't trust her.
Just the words.
We would have killed it.
You would have killed her there. Like, if it was him and her,
he'd rather die than leave Bam to die.
Because you can see he actually cares about Bam in it, because there's a bond. Bam is not a bad person. You get me? He's not a bad person. But Rachel, on the other hand, is something that, knowing that she just.
But then again, back to manipulative again.
True. Yeah, not wrong, fam.
You know how every anime is all that one character that always seeks out. For something, and then they do stupid decisions.
Stupid decision. Like, this one was a big stupid decision.
This is one of the animes where...
This is, like, one of the stupid decisions.
The stupid... The reason is...
Because she could just go up in the tower with Bam and his friends. Yeah.
But the thing is, you gotta consider this at the same time, because I think, I personally think it, because if we go back to the first episode, we're forgetting a big thing, yeah? The way both of them went inside the tower was slightly different. I think that gate opened once and it was not meant to open for Rachel.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Inside. She still got inside, Bam jumps in because you can open it yourself. He got inside the tower,
And he got inside.
He does the challenge, and he wins, I don't know. The point I'm trying to say is that who? So she does not have the ability to jump into the tower because she's not supposed to. So the deal is you can climb the tower if you can get rid of Bam.
If you can
open the tower for yourself, that means you're a regular. You know that. The guardian knew that. Yeah. So him, opening the gate for himself, a regular in the anime is a threat to the king. And he serves under the king.
She thinks she's smart, but at the end of the day, she just got manipulated anyway.
But then again, how do you think about this? Yeah. Why just, think of this anime. If you reach the tower at the top of the tower, you pretty much become a god yourself, right? Yeah. You can have everything you want, but why the stars? Why does she want stars?
That's her dream, fam. Because nobody in the tower ever saw the stars or sky or whatever. They want to see.
But the thing is, you gotta consider this. How come nobody's achieving that? Because you could go ahead, you could live a life.
Because that tower is limitless.
I get that, but I think
there's like a bunch of levels in that tower.
There's definitely something more to it.
Not to mention the king of the tower at this moment is not gonna let anybody go up in the tower.
That's what I was trying to say in my point earlier, where we see Bam has opened the gate for himself twice, or once.
And also, that's why he created this exam, so he can see which person will be a threat to him. And Bam, by being an irregular, is a threat to him. So,
that's what I was trying to say, because he's a threat right now, obviously, you can see from the challenge, he opened the gate for himself, so he's in it, so then someone has to eliminate him. So what's the best way to hurt someone where it hurts? You go for the closest person. That's what I'm saying. So he feels here, because you can see the conversations there are something that are important in animals. Yeah. In this one, the conversation of him talking to the guardian saying, "Why are you here? Why would you want to climb the tower? Because I'm trying to look for Rachel." He doesn't care about who's on the top of the tower. Bro, there might be money or riches on top of the tower, or everything he wants. He don't care. He just wants Rachel.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Would the Guardian know that Bam was a regular the first month?
I think he did. I think he did. What happens is you cannot open most of the people yet did not open gates to get inside.
No, only the irregulars can open the gate. It's like they are chosen by the tower as well.
That's what I'm saying. They're chosen by the tower. So it's something where all the people might probably have to, like, I don't know where the tower is, but they might have gone, you know, they have to go to the tower, you get me? And then, you know, I'm going to climb the tower, you get me? That's what the regulars, the regulars open the gate for themselves. So it could be anywhere. They're like, I'm going into the tower, you get me?
Yeah. So
that's what
I think the Guardian, if he knew, would have killed him. Personally, I think he would have rather than weakling bitch, right, to go after him in a really like halfway through the game, the halfway through,
yeah,
and all the way to the end of the anime, right? Yeah. Why not just kill him instantly? That's it. He, you know, at that stage, you could have just killed Bam right there without Bam noticing anything what happened, right?
Yeah,
yeah, because Bam doesn't even know who he
is. At this point in time, nobody knows why the
Guardian
guy, yeah, that Guardian killed Bam yet. Nobody knows if he killed or not.
Or if he wants to kill it or not.
I think because he didn't kill him because the king, right? He's old. He's been there for
centuries. No. The king is immortal, fam. He's a god, bro.
Exactly, he's a god, but I love it. But I'm talking about, and he's been there for centuries, and you know, he's been probably hasn't been good to his people, right?
That's what I was thinking. That could be a possibility.
Exactly, because... and the Guardian saying, right, yo, you, because now you know he had to let him go in it, right? I don't know whatever reason it is happening, right?
Yeah.
And halfway through there, he decided maybe, you know what, yeah, let's kill him before the god or you know the king fight. Right, and everyone thinks he's dead, and then let's go train him, right? And then see if he's, you know, and actually,
if he becomes strong enough to kill the king,
yeah,
you got a point there,
and you're close, very close to the answer,
because it makes sense, though. Like, you think about it, yeah, because okay, cool, why would the Guardian just leave someone that's overpowered here, which is a threat to the kingdom, isn't it? To be honest, exactly. Because the king has a kingdom, yeah. So if someone's coming after him, it's better to eliminate him, yeah, before he becomes too strong, isn't it? So hit him right there using Rachel.
Is the best chance
thing, isn't it? It's the best chance he has, isn't it?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I don't know because sometimes, what I don't understand is, so that means, it's either the Guardian play like it's like a double agent, isn't it? Because it's working for the king, but then at the same time on the law, it's trying to build someone that will be able to take him out. Because as Uzi was saying, yeah, there might be a plot where, the way the ruler right now is ruling his kingdom is sucks. So we're going to take him out. We don't like him. So we're going to use someone that's strong, maybe with a better mentality.
But think about this, the mentality.
And somebody that's friendly and doesn't want to pressure these people.
But that's not how it is. That's not Bam's personality though, is it?
Nah, he just wants to help his friends. His
personality, I don't know. No, think about it. Right? Before he met Rihal, he could have been another personality. Going on.
You're not wrong.
Right? Now,
for him, just being inside the cave with Rachel, that was his goal. That was everything he had.
For him, that was enough.
That was enough. But think about it. He doesn't know nothing.
He doesn't know nothing about the outside, he doesn't know nothing about the tower, by getting this bomb, right,
under them, right, they can not only give, they will provide all the information they want to give to him, right?
And manipulate him as well, right?
They could make him strong, don't get me wrong. They, of course, want him to be strong enough to face the king, right? The strong part, yes, I understand. But what's the end game? What do they want, right? Right, is that they're gonna discard Bam like they, you know, like Rachel did? What are they gonna do to him?
Right? But the thing is, if he becomes overpowered, Nobody. Yeah, well, nobody will be able to touch him. Even if they want to, they can't.
They can't, of course. He's too powerful. Yeah. Right? Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like, he's been led to, you know, like, you know, he doesn't know nothing now.
Yeah, right now.
And he's still a young kid.
He's just a young kid.
The family. And he doesn't know nothing. Right? So they could pretty much groom him into being someone. Right? It could be as powerful as Madara. Who knows? Right?
Who knows?
But the, right? But the mentality could have been someone who, someone else's mentality, innit?
Yeah.
Because that's what he's, because he's been told to do certain things. That's how you would climb it.
At this point in time, he is just like the young Naruto, following after Sakura, and he's following after Rachel.
Yeah, but the next season is not a normal Naruto now, is it?
True.
Exactly. Next season is going to be dope.
It's going to be hard.
I'm just hoping they release it as soon as possible, because I really
don't know if what's they don't, happen. I'm gonna try to complain, fam.
Just me, like, so it has to. Like, there's so many animes to release, like season twos and threes.
Bro, with this one lockdown going down, if they don't,
it's the best thing right now.
I'm going outside right now.
So let's wrap up this. Finish this discussion because all you guys want to talk about anything more? Oh yeah, what you guys think? What you guys think about the graphics, like the anime, how the anime was?
To be fair, for me, as long as it's not a 3D anime, then it's an anime that's worth watching. Simple as, like,
actually,
the graphics is quality.
And the song, like, especially, I like the song was so good.
And it was different. The opening,
that was so good.
Like, I normally skip openings, but for this one, it has to be listened to. You get me? So I'm happy with that. The anime is just a 10 out of 10 for me. And hopefully, in our next discussion, we're definitely going to have to consider Rachel and the red-headed girl from the Shield Hero, because there's so many similarities in there that, you know, we need to touch on here and see what people are saying, though. But yeah.
What about you,
the other girl, you... Please, wait, to be honest with you, she's so powerful. Like, so far, she's the most powerful character we've seen in the anime. Yeah, like, we should be discussing that before this week.
The most powerful.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Continue.
You hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said, let's discuss about, you know, so far we've seen powerful. We've seen a character that was powerful enough, you know, to surprise me, even though everyone else was weak. And now, you know, the girl Yuri.
I know
she is a princess and she's a, right? What's her role play? Why is she just walking around with, you know, people?
Yeah, the way they presented in the anime, just like on the first episode, it's just like she came out of nowhere.
She came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but on the manga, she didn't came out of nowhere. She saw him coming. She saw an irregular person coming. Then she went down.
Madness.
Fair enough. There might be some similarities.
But then what does she want with him? Is he just to check out who is he, or is he...
Like, the thing is, every irregular person that went in the tower, they are overpowered. When I mean overpowered, they are just like mother.
Trust me.
They are so strong. And everybody knows them. Everybody's scared of them because they are so... Even the king himself... The king right now, King Zahad.
Do you think
he is an irregular? You know what I'm saying? He is an irregular. That just shows you how overpowered the irregulars are.
Oh.
But anyways, let's wrap up this.
Yeah,
guys, let me know in the comments below how you feel about this discussion. And if you guys want to see a next video when we're going to discuss about Rachel against the red hair girl from, what is it? My Shield Hero, you're right? Shield Hero.
Shield Hero.
Let me know in the comments below. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell notification, and I'll leave a link in the description from both of my friends from the SNM channel and King's Ozzy. And let's get it. See you guys in the next video. Peace.
Ciao.
Sayonara.